I'd like to introduce them. We have from CIQ, radio station from Quebec, Stephen Pickford and Willem Batches.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
Another holiday.
Good afternoon and welcome to AM 600 and Travel World. That was a wonderful introduction, right from the very spot where we're going to be speaking from today.
And Salisbury Beach.
Absolutely. Yes, and who gave you that wonderful introduction?
That was Maria Miles, the president of the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce. She'll be joining us on the line in a few minutes to tell us more about Salisbury Beach. And later on, we'll also be talking about Newburyport and the rest of the north of Boston area, one of our truly favorite areas in all of New England. Good afternoon. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus.
Hello. Good afternoon. One of the reasons we played that clip was to actually underscore to our listeners that and actually, indeed, the Salisbury Beach area, north of Boston, just south of New Hampshire border, they really do want Montrealers down there. They were so keen on having Montrealers down there. They gave us the red carpet through and through. They introduced us to the Chamber of Commerce, and that was our introduction. And it was like, whoa, we couldn't believe it.
It was really a warm welcome, and I'm very certain that anyone who is out there listening who heads down to the north of Boston area will also get the same warm welcome when they go to Salisbury and Newburyport and all of that area, because the people are really, really friendly and really step out and really go out of their way to do whatever they can to welcome the Canadian visitor. Before we get into today's topics, we had a couple of things that we didn't finish up with last week. We had to break rather suddenly for Expos Baseball last week, so we failed to give out the Irish Tourist Board numbers, and that toll-free number for the Irish Tourist Board is 1-800-223-6479, and the website that Sharon Delaney at WXLV used so much to plan her vacation was www.ireland.travel.ie. So you can take a look at that and get more information on Ireland, last week's topic here on Travel World. Also this week, we have another winner of the 25 diskettes from Saturnus True Data Services. Marilyn Moyer of Ville-Saint-Laurent sent me an email, and she knew we were going to be talking about the Salisbury Beach and north of Boston areas today on Travel World. She saw that on our own website here at Travel World, and she wanted us to ask, when we had Maria Miles on the air, about house rentals in the Salisbury area, because she wanted to go down to that area next summer for, you know, a couple of weeks, and wanted to, rather than stay in a hotel, stay in a house on the beach. And there are house rentals.
Good question.
Oh, there's house rentals, there's camping, there's everything. This is such an incredibly beautiful area, because not only do you go to the Salisbury Beach area, you can go camping, there's inexpensive hotels, there's actually very nice hotels in the area. I mean, the best Sus Chalet in the area is right there near the beach in Amesbury. Then you also have house rentals on the beach, so you can stay anywhere. And when you're tired of the beach a little bit, who can get tired of the beach, Stephen? But you want to do a little bit of shopping, you just cross a little bridge, and there you are in beautiful Newburyport. Beautifully restored New England town. Shopping galore. Oh,
I didn't realize they were that close.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. Two miles. You could take a bicycle and ride it very easily in a 15, 20-minute bike ride between the two. So Marilyn Moyer gets the diskettes, but also this week, because she talked about Salisbury, mentioned Salisbury, she will also receive for her visit next year a courtesy pass to the Pirates Fun Park on Salisbury Beach. So that will go out to her as well, so she can enjoy.
I can see Marilyn on a kiddie roller coaster.
Well, that might be.
Hello to all my friends over at Adorable Junior Garments.
And wave to them from the top of the Ferris wheel. But if you have a story suggestion, we'd like to hear it. So drop us a line, Travel World, Post Office Box 653, Stock Exchange Tower, Montreal, H4Z1J9. The fax number is 626-3138. And the email address, travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net.
This is definitely a beautiful place to take. It is a family destination. You say you want to go take the family out to maybe a beach destination. You don't want to spend a lot of money, but you want to take the family out there. Salisbury Beach is the place. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. And even if you're going single, I mean, I talked to half a dozen people this week. Oh, I want to take a plane. I want to go down to Florida. Eh? But so what? The water difference in temperature, sure, that's fine. But if you don't want to spend the airfare or anything to get down there, I mean, one of the most beautiful things, you take Air Subaru, you go down there, fly down the Highway 89, the 93, and you're there. It's some of the most beautiful countryside.
Not, you can swim in it, though, in the middle of
summer. 58 degrees. You get used to it in a second. I mean, okay, if you go there in, April, May, it's going to be a little colder than you could stand. But we went down there. I mean, within a minute or two, I was already used to the water temperature. I was swimming around, having a lot of fun. And these are beautiful.
No, it's a nice sloping. It doesn't like have a sharp drop off cliff. It's not rough water. It is sandy beach. It is not all rocky where, you know, some beaches you go and the surf crashes the rocks right into your ankles and you're swearing all day. No, this is, you know, nice calm water. You get used to that temperature, high 50s, low 60s, and miles and miles, 5 miles of white sand.
Is this a very is it kind of like a hidden thing that not too many people know about, or is it overrun?
It was really big, in the 50s and 60s with people from the Boston area, and people kind of moved a little bit north of the Hampton Beach in New Hampshire, which is really big and all that. It kind of Niagara Fallish, if you know what I mean. But Salisbury is still there, and they're still open, and it's such a beautiful, tight-knit community. It's incredible, and they even have a petting zoo. They have llamas. They have emu birds. I told them that they should have named one of the llamas Dolly, but nobody really got that one.
The
Dolly Llama.
Yes.
But she's probably in West Virginia.
Yeah, in another zoo. Also, if you're heading down to the festival of the week, and it's time to plan ahead because we are talking about the north of Boston area today. October 10th through November 2nd is the Salem Haunted Happenings, annual Halloween festival, fun for the whole family. And they have a opening parade, concerts, candlelight tours, haunted houses, even what they call a freight train where people dress up and take a regular MBTA commuter run from Boston, but there's ghosts and goblins and trick-or-treating on board a commuter train. So
I thought that was the CN2 Mountain Lines before the renovation.
that was frightening enough, but it wasn't always at Halloween. Every year, I mean, it's everyone heads down to Salem because of the whole connotation of the witches and the 20, there were 19 hangings and one stoning back in 1692. So they recreate the whole atmosphere. No, they don't
as
recreate
opposed to the Woodstock where there were thousands of stonings.
Were there really only 19?
Yeah.
You know, I think people think there were like hundreds of them.
Right, hundreds of them, but no, they really weren't, you know?
A handful, yeah.
No, I mean, so plan ahead for Salem Haunted Happenings.
Okay, I'm going to go to that.
And, you know, it's they have Boo Nights and everything else. I mean, also, you know, they recreate the witch trial and they have a psychic fair and a witchcraft expo and a costume ball at the Hawthorne Hotel. For 2 or 3 weeks, I mean, it's Halloween, and
don't
witches.
Don't be surprised at the psychic fair if they say we've been expecting you, but...
I'm going to that. We should go to the phone.
Right, okay. I see we have a caller. Alan, go ahead, please.
Hi.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good. I went to Salisbury Beach last year, and I found it to be a perfect, true, quiet New England seaside escape, and it's got that beautiful, quiet, clean beach.
Oh, yes, it certainly does.
And it's great for, you know, special occasions, honeymoons, you know, a place you can rest your mind and look at the ocean. It's really quiet. I mean, it's fantastic. It's not cold, and we went in August, and it was just right.
No, it's one of those areas where you just, just can relax. You can leave your cares away.
Oh, we're really glad to hear from you, Alan. It shows that we speak the truth when we go down there. We don't have leather skin to go into cold water. So you found the water and the beach all right, Alan?
It was fine. The water was in the low 70s because it warms up at the end of the summer, and such a short drive. It was like we'd left in the morning and got there, you know, in the afternoon. It was a nice relaxing drive, too.
Right, a lot of scenery along the way. I mean, you don't have to, rush yourself. You can stop off in Vermont and New Hampshire along the way and see other sights. It's not one of those boring drives.
And ice cream, of course.
We'll be talking about ice cream with Maria Miles. We have a big ice cream story to tell about a great place for ice cream in Salisbury Beach.
One thing I noticed, though, on the main street, that's like a U-shape. They have some fantastic little stores and ice cream stores and T-shirt stores. And you think you're in little town America, and it's you know, not the hustle and bustle of other resorts. And
that's the really true, especially even if you go 2 miles north. I mean, that's the Broadway area he's talking about. And one of the other nice places, there was plenty of parking there too, as I understand.
Mm-hmm. So that beach area hasn't become overrun and commercialized, is what you're saying? Salisbury Beach still.
Salisbury Beach is fairly commercial, but it's not overrun commercial.
No, it's not like wall to wall condos.
Area. And that's it.
And it's such a short drive to Salem, Hampton, Boston, even if you want for a day escape. It's the perfect place. I definitely would go back with my family every year.
Well, glad, thank you very much for your comments.
Glad you called in, and
Alan,
those are good comments.
We appreciate that.
All right. Great
show.
Thank you.
And if we're getting down there, I mean, some, you know, mentioning about driving down there, but it's also...
Air Subaru.
Yeah, Air Subaru, but if you don't have
your
own...
How long is the drive, though?
Depends how fast you drive.
Well,
I mean, Willem is 3 hours, but...
I did it in 4.5 hours. I mean, actually, they said at the Del Taco at Lebanon, New Hampshire, that any CIQC listener who makes it there within 2 hours of our show will get all-you-can-eat free tacos.
Okay, so it's what, 4 hours away?
It's a 3.5 hour drive.
So down to Salisbury Beach, it's around 6 hours at a good pace. You
but
know?
I think it's a good idea to rent a car if you don't want to put all that mileage on your own car.
Well, that is the best alternative, Willem, and it's practical and economical, too. For example, for this autumn, beginning as of this weekend, Enterprise Rent-A-Car is offering some very special rates. You can get a subcompact or a compact for as low as $19.99 a day with 300 free kilometers. And the best thing about Enterprise is they will come and get you. So you don't have to figure out how to get to their location or what to do when you're finished. They will come to your door, and then when you're done with the car, they will come and get it.
So you just phone them at 1-800-RENT-A-CAR and you say, I want a car, and they'll bring it right to your door. You don't have to go anywhere for this.
That's right.
That's amazing.
You call a very easy toll-free number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. Nobody can forget that number, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR, and you're all set. They will send someone from their nearest location, and they have 18 locations in Montreal.
So there's always one close to you, and you just dial 1-800-RENT-A-CAR.
And the rates are very economical, just $19.99 a day for a subcompact, and of course they have a whole selection to choose from.
On Labor Day weekend, still $19.99 a day.
Yep.
Whoa, and they have a vehicle to meet every need, don't they?
Oh, yes, 4x4s, minivans, full-size, no matter how many people you have to transport, like those out-of-town visitors this summer.
Oh, they have just about everything, don't they?
That's right. When you pick Enterprise, they'll pick you up just by calling 1-800-RENT-A-CAR today.
Janice has a rather surprised look on her face.
We missed the deal!
Yeah, that was a summer promotion, but now we're back to... Back to still the best rates in Montreal.
Oh, no, it's still a great rate. Absolutely.
Enterprise is a great thing. And Janice, of course, is one of our testers. And soon we're going to be sending our very own Chad down to Salisbury Beach because we are about to introduce Maria Miles following the break to the show. This lady, I tell you, we need her here in Montreal as our own president of the Chamber of Commerce. She's very aggressive in promoting her own area, but she is so sweet and good-natured. It is unbelievable. It's like we'd known her for years when we'd met her. And welcoming is an understatement. And it's everybody in the Salisbury Beach area. You're going to hear a few ID tags from the station. There was a police officer, Kevin Pike, for instance. And they hand out little baseball cards of themselves. And they're instructed to be super friendly. We met about, I don't know, half a dozen members of the police department. They all smiled. And boy,
everyone goes out of their way to make the visitor welcome. That's the good thing about
and
Salisbury.
And that's so hard when it's such a tourist attraction place.
Yes.
To not get tired of that. To not, you know, your face hurts from smiling. That really is quite a credit to the area.
Definitely. So I guess we're going to have to take a break soon because Chad's...
We are going to take a short break, but we will be right back with Travel World on AM 600.
Oh, hi, Chad. This is Maria from Salisbury. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have the place is great. I know just where to take you. The boys will explain it to you when they get back. Right here on AM 600 CIQC.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
It's the 12th annual Gala des Étoiles, September 6th at Place des Arts. From 10 countries around the world, 18 top ballet companies with 32 extraordinary talented stars, including Karen Kane and Evelyn Hart, an unmatched gala of dance highlights. In addition to North American and European stars, the gala this year welcomes ballet companies from Zurich and Osaka. Don't miss the special post-gala dinner in aid of the Foundation for Research into Children's Diseases. For tickets and information, call 937-9840.
Pike from the Salisbury Police Department. You're listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on AM 600. CIQC.
Honey, have you seen that Jean Coutu PJC Days flyer?
Why?
Why? I'm going shopping for all those great specials, that's why.
But I thought you'd already been.
As if anyone could save too much.
How about AIM toothpaste, 100 milliliters for a mere 49 cents, and Perrier carbonated water, 750 milliliters for a sparkling 67 cents. I lent it to my mom.
Oh, well, apparently your mom and I have more in common than I thought.
Just direct your feet to the Jean Coutu side of the street.
For the sweetest deals on Saabs and Volvos, check out Swedish Auto. They've got an incredible selection of stylish Saabs, pre-owned and demos available. Or check out the safest car in the world, the ever-popular Volvo. Swedish Auto, 5501 de Maisonneuve West, the place to go for Saabs and Volvos.
AM 600, CIQC.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802 and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802 and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff. And they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802 and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind because I can call 990-0802 anytime and they'll upgrade me or trade me out. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disc, or software, I just call 990-0802 and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
From KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa, happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same when I know that that woman is whispering your name?
Welcome back to AM 600. Of course, we're talking about we're playing. Actually, we're playing Melissa Etheridge, of course, because
bring me some water. Bring me to the beach.
Bring us to the beach. 5 miles of unspoiled beach, Salisbury, Massachusetts' only seaside amusement park. It really transforms you right back to the 40s and 50s when it was the spot for New Englanders to have their vacation.
I must say, though, that these that the spots you get people to do, I love those Massachusetts accents.
Yes. They're beautiful, eh?
I
got to tell you, Steve, though, when I went down there, I was so totally intrigued by the situation. When I first went down to Salisbury Beach, I mean, I thought, you know, Salisbury would be, you know, a few smokestacks and maybe a little beach. I mean, we have miles and miles of beach here. It's incredible.
Well, you could just keep walking and walking and, you know.
They clean, right?
They clean it every day.
Twice a day. They go out there. I mean, it is safe. There's a police presence. I mean, you can just put your cares aside and just
And
relax.
Our own sensei, Ron Philpott, will be very proud of us. We did our katas on the beach.
Oh, yes. I mean, you can do whatever you want. I mean, it's, you see people running on the beach, and they're walking, and like us, doing our karate. People just sitting there casting a line into the water. And
They do not fish next to the swimmers.
we're at the end of August. Is everything kind of getting boarded up right now?
No, it's like year-round, most of the stuff there. And it's also a nighttime resort. Like, when we first went down there, it's there till late at night. And for those of you like me who are into the karaoke scene, you can really let loose there. I mean, you remember
the Normandy Lounge, yes.
You were there when I did Working for the Weekend.
Yes, Working for the Weekend, which is our song after the third break. And Willem knows all the words. And, I mean, the Elvis impersonator who was the MC, I mean, he had never seen anything like that before.
That's true.
So you can really let loose. I mean, relieve all that stress.
He just stood there and looked at me for a while and goes, oh, my God.
You can relieve that stress. And that's what puts you in a good frame of mind, because during the day you're out there, you're getting that sea air, you're walking, you're meeting nice people. There are dozens and dozens of places to get pizza and...
Good pizza, too.
Good
believe
pizza.
It or not,
fried clams, Lebanese food, submarines, everything that you can... get all around, you know, fried dough, which is a big specialty there. We passed on that.
That's as much as whale watching.
We passed on the whale watching as well.
But there are restaurants down there where the waitresses will get fresh with you.
That's
a joke, by the way. We went to the Hungry Traveler restaurant down in Salisbury, and when we went there, there was this one waitress who was very friendly. She wasn't just a waitress; she was one of the owners of the restaurant, and they're just so very friendly. So we had a picture taken of this.
Yeah, the Hungry Traveler restaurant with big size portions, having a lobster roll, and also we ate at the Sylvan Street Grill down on Highway 110. And a lot of people open up like lemonade stands just for the summer. Like there's
Happy's
lemonade.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Great glass of lemonade.
They got batting cages down there now. That was really cool.
Yeah, we went to the batting cage.
Go-karts,
arcades, air hockey. It's a real
air hockey. No, that was brutal.
What do you do if you go down there when actually it's not beach weather and you're not lying on the beach? Is it worth going
Broadway is still open and all the bars are still there. And you can still walk along the beach. It's cold, but you put on your sweatshirt, whatever, and you can still walk along the beach.
So it's worth going.
Oh, yeah.
October.
And even like 2 miles over the border, there's that other city, Newburyport. But in the meantime, ice cream there is incredible. We went down to a nearby place, and on the line following the break, we're going to join with Terry Monahan, who warned us about a certain place called Hodgie's. Now, I got to tell you, if you've ever gone to one of the local fast food restaurants and ordered a large drink, think of the size of that paper cup they give you. You go to Hodgie's, and I am not kidding. This is not an exaggeration. They're small is served in a cup that size, piled high, at least the same height. So you got something that is no joke, 18 inches to 24 inches high of ice cream. I nearly died. This is
in America, huh?
Yes, America.
That kind of American extravagance.
It's not just that; it's inexpensive. I mean, for crying out loud, you got to take a second mortgage out to go to one of the local gourmet ice cream shops here in Montreal. But you go to this place, it's like $3.50. She said, and I had $3.25. She said, "Don't worry about it," and smiled at me. And it is good ice cream too. While we were trying to work our way through this, because I mean, I had no intention it was this big.
I had the quarter kitty size, and that was like a large that you'd get at most places in Montreal.
That was about the size of the middle bucket that you get at the 31 flavor ice cream shop nearby. And you know,
it's
what's
like
incredible?
Popcorn.
Oh, I couldn't believe it, eh? But you know something? There was this one ice cream platter called the Hodgie Special. Now I'm not kidding you. You take a plate that's about 18 inches in diameter, and it was about 3 feet high. Piled ice cream. I couldn't believe it. It took two people to carry this thing. Both Steve and I were just standing there with our jaws down on the ground.
A family had
ordered
this?
A family took the... We're apart. You could go to the Valcartier Army Base and take them a weekend to get through this thing. And it's good ice cream, too. But that's a Hodgie Special. I was afraid of it. I didn't know whether I should genuflect or pray to it or something like that. But, oh, man.
But you have a challenge to issue to one of...
Well, there's our friend Peter, who... we know loves ice cream.
And he also loves the
north
of Boston area, too.
And if our friend Peter manages to eat an entire Hodgie Special, that big 3-foot plate ice cream that we spoke about, within a half an hour, then we will pay his expenses for the trip.
Oh, Peter, I hope
that is the challenge.
That is the challenge.
If he manages to have 10 Hodgie Specials in a 4-day weekend... and survive a whale watch immediately following, we will pay him a first-class ticket to Hawaii.
So, grand prize winner. when we come
I've got
back.
An ice cream headache just thinking
that, just
about
the, just
that.
The
message is it's a big plate ice cream, and the ice cream is good. The flavors are rich. They're delicious. I had butter crunch. It was the best I ever
it's
had.
It's one of the great reasons to return to the Salisbury area, and we'll also be learning more about Salisbury and Newburyport and the rest of the north of Boston area with Terry Monahan. Following the break.
Very welcoming sort over in Newburyport, a very beautiful place. We greet you, Terry. We're going to say hello to you afterwards, and I guess we'll head for the break.
Back with more of fabulous New England. Stay listening.
Friday night, it's blackjack at Caesars, and you can't lose. Here's the deal. Challenge the dealer. Winner takes two. Loser still takes one. Tokens exchanged at the bar. Card counters are welcome. You're always a winner at Caesars, 1608 Lincoln, across from the Guy Metro.
It's an amazing fact. Most people spend more time planning their annual vacation than upon planning for their financial future. At no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. Let my buddy Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of expertise at your service to combat the information overload of investment options, to tailor a portfolio to meet your needs. Over the past weeks, we have spoken about the fact that diversification is the key to minimizing risk in anyone's portfolio. In that same regard, now you can sleep while your money works. Financial peace of mind can mean many things. For most people, the key element is consistent investment returns conservatively achieved. STAR, Strategic Asset Allocation from Mackenzie, offers 17 different portfolios, each comprised of 7 different mutual funds, structured to meet the needs of individual investors. The objective is to reduce overall volatility and maintain the returns you require to achieve financial independence. Please read the important information in the prospectus for Mackenzie STAR. Unit value and total investment returns will fluctuate. Call Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, or toll free at 1-800-232-0240 for a free financial planning consultation and to learn more about gaining financial independence from the STAR Mackenzie program. Diversifolio, investing to outperform.
You've seen them grow in numbers on rooftops, windowsills, the backyard, those small satellite dishes, and you've said to yourself, do they really make much of a difference? Well, if you believe the CD player was just a fad, you may want to pass on the rest of this. With a home satellite system from Intracomar, your living room really does become a home theater. The picture, incredible. Remember, it's digital. And the sound, well, it really is like having a front row seat. If you're a baseball fan, has Intracomar got a package for you? No more fretting about not enough Expos games on TV. All this with impeccable service to match at Intracomar, 7702 Juliet and LaSalle at 364-0795.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Honey, have you seen that Jean Coutu PJC Days flyer?
Why?
Why? I'm going shopping for all those great specials, that's why.
But I thought you'd already been.
As if anyone could save too much.
How about AIM toothpaste, 100 milliliters for a mere 49 cents, and Perrier carbonated water, 750 milliliters for a sparkling 67 cents.
I lent it to my mom.
Oh, well, apparently your mom and I have more in common than I thought.
Just direct your feet to the Jean Coutu side of the street.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Baby, tell me, does she love you?
Welcome back to Travel World.
We were just so absorbed in the music and so absorbed in thinking about how beautiful the Salisbury and Newburyport areas were that we were daydreaming of being down there. And on the line, joining us to help us daydream a little more is Terry Monahan.
Terry Monahan, maestro, music please for Terry Monahan. We got music for you.
I don't hear the music.
Forget the music.
Terry Monahan
is the
president of New England Holidays, and he's a member of the Newburyport Chamber of Commerce, and he joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
I'm sorry, I was just a grooving to that music and not thinking about anything.
She must be really popular in Newburyport.
You made me a little hungry. I was thinking about zipping up and getting a Hodges ice cream.
But take a picture of it.
You know, I don't think anyone here believes you about how big they are.
Oh, they are enormous.
And
they're delicious, too.
And delicious. Now, you're in Newburyport, which is the smallest city in Massachusetts.
That's correct. It's only, actually, it's 12.58 square miles, and 3.2 of it is water. And we're real small, but we're pretty densely populated. We have more 18th and 19th century architecture in a 4-square-mile area than anywhere else in the United States, which, you know, quite, not a lot of people know about that, but we're becoming a very popular destination.
Well, you are also the birthplace of the U.S. Coast Guard, which I don't think a lot of people know about either.
That's right. We have quite a few firsts, actually. We published the first arithmetic book.
Wow.
But you didn't know that.
No.
And it's true. We commissioned the first Coast Guard ship out of Newburyport.
You got a beautiful store there called Retro Planet. I'm
It's certainly a shopping mecca. A lot of very unique shops, because I saw some pictures that on our visit a few months ago, the first time you visited Newburyport, where you showed us what the city used to look like. And boy, it's, you know, in 30 years, I mean, what an urban revitalization story.
Yeah, we're just thrilled that we're able to preserve all that beautiful architecture. You know, it's really as a result, just from a historic aspect, it's a result of actually a disaster. A great fire in 1811 destroyed most of Newburyport, and it was all built back up again in brick. And so the whole downtown commercial area is a beautiful brick area. Actually, all the buildings, when they were rebuilt, couldn't be any more than 25 feet in height, and they had to be built in brick, and that was actually the first zoning ordinances in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
The firewalls between the buildings
as
well.
That's right, yeah.
And you really have the only city square with brick buildings on all sides, I think, you know, if not in, just in New England, but anywhere in the United States.
That's true.
Bill took us for a walk around Newburyport, and he also mentioned there they also have the lunch carts with the hot dog wagons and so on. So it's a really nice place to walk as well for walking tours.
Well, it's fair. The downtown area is very concentrated, and you can walk to most parts of it very easily. It's not long walks, so a lot of our senior citizens love to come down and visit us, too.
I was in Newburyport, I'd say just a little over 15 years ago, a long time ago, but I do remember then thinking just how fabulous it was, and mm-hmm. I remember the arts were, the different crafts, not crafts, though, really artisans.
We
had
have
some incredible
Yeah, we
things.
Have some lovely galleries in Newburyport now. Yeah. 15 years, you've got to come back.
I know, and I will, because, you know, my sister lives in Boston, so I'm doing the whole area. I've decided. I'm going down there.
Well, come on back. And
we'll
show you around a bit.
Okay, I'll call you.
And what's also very nice about downtown Newburyport is like the little river walk along the Merrimack, and you can just sit there and, you know, grab one of those sandwiches or hot dogs off of one of the carts and just sit there and relax. I mean,
isn't that a beautiful scene? You know, we have a quite an extensive waterfront boardwalk, and we have plans underway that we're going to be extending it in both directions.
It's beautiful with a view of the bridge and everything like mm-hmm. that. And one of the other things I noticed down there, they're really aggressive in promoting the Canadian tourists. There's restaurants, for instance, in the area who are serious. One of them, in fact, is offering the Canadian dollar at par, the one we were at.
I was just going to joke and say, how serious? Are they going to offer money at par?
Well, right.
We
had dinner at Scandia, yep. And you know, they build themselves affordable, elegant dining. And there's
Isn't
a
that a great little restaurant?
It's a
beautiful.
Great restaurant and great food.
That's the one?
Yeah, that's the one. And he said, no, I mean, he is really eager to welcome the Canadian visitor and will offer them a Canadian dollar, you know, Canadian dollar at par. I mean, mention that you've heard it on Travel World on AM 600 and,
absolutely.
You know, eat dinner and at Scandia restaurant in Newburyport and you'll be very much warmly welcomed.
And Newburyport is so accessible, right down 95, it's exit 57 off of 95, and it's just... Once you get off the exit, you're actually right in Newburyport.
Right in Newburyport, and just the drive into the city itself with all of the Federalist architecture and the beautiful homes and the tall trees. I mean, it's, you know, the pictures you've really seen of New England.
We're very proud of our city.
And you have a couple of festivals coming up. First of all, you have the Fall Harvest Festival mm-hmm. coming up, which is Canadian Thanksgiving weekend.
That's over Columbus Day weekend, right? That's a wonderful activity. Approximately 100 exhibitors come and show their crafts. Probably a good 10,000 people come and visit the city, and you know, there's all sorts of musical entertainment and things for the kids to do and great foods. All the restaurants have little booths that they come out and display the best of their fare. And we do that a couple of times a year. Actually, we have the Salamagundi Fair in the springtime, and we have the Fall Harvest Festival in the autumn. And then in the middle of the summer, we have what you might know about our famous Yankee Homecoming. We just celebrated our 40th Yankee Homecoming, which is a week-long festival, activities every evening, culminating with fireworks and the largest parade in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts on the Sunday.
Well, that's pretty nice as well. And, of course, we can't forget Christmas in New England, because I walked through that little town square, which is just gorgeous. I mean, cobblestones and everything, and it's where you put your Christmas tree, and the lights are just beautiful.
Yeah, we're really thinking of ourselves as an all-season destination. It's so pretty in the winter. And, you know, there's so many other things right other than the downtown right around Newburyport, like Plum Island. It's a seven-mile expanse of beautiful beaches. You know, the Merrimack River is right at the mouth of the Merrimack River. So it empties right into the Atlantic there. So we have great beaches. We have great boating. The Merrimack actually extends 177 miles westward and then north up into New Hampshire, up into the White Mountains.
Right, it really winds winds its way around. It goes sort of north before heading west, before heading north again.
Great boating river.
If people want to find out how to, you know, find a place to stay in Newburyport, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they can either call the Chamber of Commerce or they can call my company, which is New England Holidays. We can certainly help with that. We have actually all kinds of programs in Newburyport with accommodations and packages, with including walking tours and whale watches and visits to our museum. So.
Oh, no, not whale watching.
We did that once. You have to try it.
After 10 Haji specials.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you got to go down to Woodman's and eat all the fried clams.
Oh, my goodness. You must have felt well.
Yeah.
We fed the whales.
But the your company, New England Holidays, has a number of packages where people can really discover the entire north of Boston area.
And I might mention also, we have a new website.
I was just going to ask that.
NEH.com, NewEnglandHolidays.com, NEH.com.
That's pretty easy.
That's pretty easy to remember, and you can check out that website, which I did, to find out what's included in some of the packages. Basically, if you look at the north of Boston area, nothing is very far away. I mean, 30, 35 miles, you know, half an hour away, and you can cover the entire area, right from, you know, the historic mill town, like in Lawrence, and the
Lowell,
you know, and head over to down to Salem and over to Rockport and Gloucester. Everything can be, you know, accessed very easily within a short period of time.
Absolutely.
And though, for those of you who are religiously inclined, you can always head up to Seabrook to the Christian bookstore.
Yeah, they have some things of interest up in Seabrook, just north of the border as well, that might interest some of our listeners. But we'll keep it on the subject today. New Hampshire was a few weeks ago with Amanda Ober. We'll keep it to north of Boston today. We don't think we want to confuse the issue. But, for example, if somebody was to take a four-day package with New England Holidays, what are some of the other sites they can see in the north of Boston area?
Well, of course, some of the things that I mentioned in Newburyport, and then we have, in conjunction, you can combine your package with the stay in Salem, which, of course, is the famous site of the 1692 witch hysteria, the witch trials. Great sites there, the Witch Museum. There's a great trolley ride throughout the city explaining all the touristic entities in the city. Gloucester and Rockport are quite famous also. Gloucester for its famous fishing vessels, Rockport for its artist colonies, out of Bearskin Neck. Great places to eat in all of those, all the cities that I've mentioned.
Well, we liked going through, for example, Essex, which is the home of Woodman's, where they first invented the fried clam.
Isn't that a wonderful place?
Oh, yes, true New England style. And, Steve Woodman and that, he really welcomed us, and it was a great place to eat. I mean, we've been back there many, many times. Essex, with all of its antique shops. And also the Essex River cruise, 1.5 hours out. And
now that was nice because they took us out of the marsh and right past the island where they made that film with Daniel Day-Lewis about the witch trials.
That's right, yeah.
No, it's the whole area has all of that ecotourism potential. I mean, we were mentioning Plum Island. That's the Parker River National Wildlife Refuge. And I was reading here they have 800 species of plants, animals,
and
birds.
A lot of folks realize that the Parker River National Wildlife Refuge is one of the top 10 birding spots in the world,
and are
possibly one of the, it could be even tops. It's tops in this country for sure.
Right, it's only and one of only three natural barrier beach dune salt marsh complexes on the entire northeast coast.
Right, Audubon Society is actually building a visitor center right on the turnpike going right out to Plum Island, and we're quite excited.
That was one beautiful beach we went out to Plum Island,
mm-hmm.
and it's so nice being in such close proximity with Salisbury, because you can have the beach atmosphere and the small town atmosphere all in the same place, more or less.
And you know, right up the river is Maudsley State Park. It's a 450-acre beautiful estate with formal gardens. We have an entertainment center there, where we have outside orchestras and concerts on a weekly basis. It just amazes people when they do come to Newburyport that it offers so much in all aspects. There's something to catch the interest of everyone that visits, including the kids.
Right. It's also a great base, as I mentioned, that's 30 minutes from practically anywhere else, but you have a lot of the elegant homes restored to bed and breakfasts, and great for like a romantic weekend getaway, particularly in the off-season when rates would be lower.
And another thing I might mention is the proximity to Boston, because if if folks are interested in visiting Massachusetts, of course, in some cases they'll want to visit Boston. And we're approximately 35 minutes north of Boston and very accessible.
Right, no, you can really get around, and from parts of the north of Boston area are, accessible right to downtown Boston by public transit as well on rail lines. So, no, you can leave your car and take advantage of the lower rates that the north of Boston area has to offer with regards to accommodations.
Exactly.
And you got to be sure to stop into the Chamber of Commerce in Newburyport and
see our friend Bill Piercy.
Yeah, give our warm hellos to Joan Bouchard.
Oh, isn't Joan wonderful? Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, no, it's certainly a wonderful area, and I'll give out your website again if people want more information about
New England. There's a toll-free number there. Give a call if there's anything
right,
I can answer questions to. I'd love to.
Write your number at New England Holidays. Terry Monahan is 1-888-222-8283, and the website again is www.neh.com. Well, thank you for joining us today on Travel World. Terry Monahan from New England Holidays.
My pleasure. And I hope you come down and visit us again soon.
Oh, yes, we will be back. I mean, it is our favorite area.
We never wanted to leave.
We didn't want to leave. North of Boston is for both of us. We love it. It's our favorite area
Definitely.
Of New England.
Terrific.
Thanks for joining us today on Travel World.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. Stay listening.
If you wear big and tall sizes, you need to know about M.H. Grover & Son. They specialize in men's fashions from designers like Chaps, Guy LaRoche, Arrow, Wrangler, Levi's shirts, and lots more. And this week, Wednesday through Sunday, their big sidewalk sale takes 20 to 50% off all men's summer fashions. Check the back-to-school specials, too, including all Levi's jeans at $39.99. At M.H. Grover, 4741 Wellington in Verdun, 767-3771. The only place to go for the best selection for the big and tall man.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Come on! It's $1 Hot Dog Night at the Olympic Stadium. Saturday, August 30th at 7 p.m. as the Montreal Alouettes take on the BC Lions. Come to the tailgate party beginning at 5:30. Free corn on the cob. Meet the players, the cheerleaders, and win prizes. Free cheering pom-poms for the first 5,000 fans. Let the Alouettes' excitement cure your back-to-school blues. Tickets and admission outlets and at the Olympic Stadium. Montreal's Alouettes. Real football. Love that 50. You know what you want.
Now you can get a Volvo on a short-term lease or rental for as little as $19.95 a day. Let Swedish Auto 5501 de Maisonneuve West put you in the safest car in the world. For sales, service, bodywork on Volvos and Saabs, see Swedish Auto. Call 484-3200.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
Hello, everybody. It's Maria Miles from the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce, listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Cream, you will cut.
Welcome back to Travel World here on AM 600. Are we playing Cream to go with the ice cream, or are we playing Cream because that's what's
ice
in
cream
town?
To go with ice cream to go with the ice cream. Ice cream also because it's the cream of the crop. We believe that the north of Boston area is definitely one of the best places we've ever been.
It's a great travel value. It is nearby Montreal, Salisbury Beach. Newburyport area is the closest ocean beach to Montreal. Straight down 89 onto 93 and then just short way over on the 495 interstate. It's all interstate driving, beautiful scenery along the way. I mean, you can't beat it for a
this
great
was the
beach
best
vacation.
Holiday we ever had in years. We went down there. I mean, we really didn't want to go back. And you know, we were this close. Mary and I were going to head into the car and go down to the beach this weekend. I'm still tempted to do it. I'm not sure.
You can still go there for one day and then come back.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, leave in the middle of the night or something like that and get lost in the rotary or something like that.
Oh, but those rotaries, aren't they wonderful?
Oh, yeah. Some people get lost in a rotary. They go in one side, out the other.
Massachusetts has these rotaries for those that don't know, these roundabout things. And then they think you can get on and have a little trouble getting off.
Yeah, like Chevy Chase in one of those vacation movies. Yeah. But really, it's all in all, a beautiful beach, great place to take the family, and it is so close. And I will not use our signature line on that.
No,
right?
No. Yeah. Well, I can use it so close to home, yet so undiscovered.
Right. Yes, thank you, David Watts.
Yeah, Dave Watts from Ottawa, who contributed that line once, and we use it as part of our repertoire regularly.
Yeah. So, Haji special, huh?
Yes, the Haji special. I mean, just thinking about it would make me get in the car and head down there. It was the best ice cream I've had.
You know, I was joking about that guy from Del Taco, but it's really true. We went down. We always stop over just over the border, White River Junction, right. Lebanon, which is actually a great place to shop. And
all that tax-free shopping in Lebanon,
right.
New Hampshire.
Right.
And it's a great place if you're, for example, if you're leaving work on a Friday. The junction. We stayed there many, many years ago when it was a Howard Johnson's, and I said, "Well, it must have gone downhill." No, it has really improved itself.
Oh.
I mean, it is probably one of the nicest, best Westerns
sure.
I have ever stayed at. I mean, they have an indoor pool, whirlpool, exercise room. I mean, it's all refurbished. Every room.
We did our workouts in the morning.
Yep, we did
Steve
that.
Steve and I, we go to the gym every morning. You may not know that. And we also do we did our katas as well.
Yes, we had to keep in shape because karate sessions
karate
are starting on the 10th of
yeah.
September.
We're
Bunkai Karate Do. But I mean, the Best Western was so relaxing. You looked out there, the Green Mountains. Every room has
beautiful. Oh.
Every room has a balcony. Every room has chairs to sit out there and just listen to the beautiful sounds of outdoors.
That's it, I'm going.
And I mean, every room has a coffee maker. They have a hair dryer, heat lamp. I mean, this is not a budget property.
Heat lamp. This guy, I'm in the bathroom. I'm you know, combing my hair or something like this. He says, "What does this do?" And he puts on the heat lamp in the hotel. I feel like a French fry or something.
Great though.
No, I mean, all of the amenities that you could want, and that's why you know a lot of times when we head down to a place like the North of Boston area or other parts of New England, if we're leaving, let's say after the show, we'll go 3-4 hours out of here and rather than start off early the
sure.
next morning. And White River Junction, Lebanon is the perfect place to make that stopover because you have everything there, like the shopping and the restaurants.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That.
They have a Swiss chocolate outlet, Lindt chocolate, and we had white chocolate on the brain last week, so that's what we got. And then we also went, there's a place that bakes its own bread from scratch, and delicious rolls and bread. And
this is also in White River Junction?
No, this is just across in Lebanon, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire has
like
all the development
the
because
River.
Of the no-tax situation.
Oh,
so
yes,
White River
sure.
Junction, White River Junction tends to have all the hotels. In addition to the Best Western, there's a Super 8, and there's a Comfort Inn. I think they're building a New Hampton Inn. There's a Holiday Inn. All the hotels, because of more favorable tax laws for hotel development in the state of Vermont, they build them in White River Junction. But over in the Lebanon area, because there's no taxes, that's wall-to-wall shopping. I mean,
good shopping, too.
Good shopping.
So you get your deal in the hotel and you just... Two,
oh, yes.
Two
I mean,
later,
yeah. they consider themselves as twin cities because the airport is in Lebanon. You can't fly from here down there. You can always try to say you know.
Well, you take the Willem-Bacchus route, right?
Right.
What would be the Willem-Bacchus route from Montreal if you were to fly there?
Oh, well, Montreal, Toronto, Cincinnati, Des Moines, down to New Orleans, back up to Washington, up to Boston.
Fun route.
Seven or eight stops, but I mean.
All on turboprops,
All on turboprops. So one guy, I mean, I was talking to Alan Fredericks, our media correspondent down there in Secaucus, New Jersey. He was telling me that somebody, for a story, in Travel Weekly, did do that one time. He started off in Maine, went to the West Coast. It took him about 4.5 days, but he did it all on turboprop on a trip sponsored by the Regional Air Transport Association of America. And they took this journalist, and he did it to see how many commuter flights, everything from a Beechcraft to an ATR, everything from, you know, 8 seats up to 64.
The only other person who would do that would be Jay. But anyhow, we went down to Lebanon, New Hampshire, which is surprisingly beautiful, a nice shopping, lots of things to do. And we went into this place, Del Taco. We kind of like our Mexican food every now and then. And, well, we just wanted something quick, right? So we walk in. But there we met a guy there. And Alan Frappier. Now, this guy, I tell you, talk about personality. This guy is really going somewhere. I swear. He looks like that guy from The Pretender. And he's just so personable. You meet somebody, it's like you've known him for years. And, I mean, I just walked in and looked at the menu and went, And he goes, yep, perfect sentiment for a place like this. And he just got into it.
Right. No, the type of person you really want to be in the food service or hospitality sector, basically as an ambassador for the tourism industry. And that's one of the reasons why we really like the whole of New England, because
they're
people
all like that.
People
they
are all like that.
You so know, they friendly. They really are.
They really are. But next week, we'll be talking about two of America's most livable cities, and that's Pittsburgh and Des Moines, Iowa.
I'm seeing this, and I know that's what we're talking about next week, and then you say the most livable cities, and I must say, I'm waiting to hear about this, because I think these are places that people go, Pittsburgh,
oh, they think
Iowa?
It's, you know, yeah, they think there's just nothing there anymore.
But I think that'll be really
maybe
good.
Maybe a little bridge, eh?
Yeah, lots of bridges. There's a lot of water in Pittsburgh with the rivers.
I'm sure it's lovely, because
hilly.
Every city is now developing. If they've got any water, they develop it, and I think people don't think of that.
No, we'll be joined
so
by...
So it's quite eye-opening, I think.
We'll be joined by Pittsburgh native and longtime television journalist Cynthia Fodor, now news anchor at the CBS affiliate in Des Moines, Iowa. So she's lived and worked in both cities. She'll compare and contrast the two and introduce us to some of the places that you know, Montrealers are not so familiar with.
And as always, the theme song plays. Now this, I got to admit, is not an original idea. We borrowed it from an inspiration to me on the radio, and very sad to hear his last broadcast on Friday on the other station. And Elian McDonald, I salute you. You've done so much for all of us. And Robert Charlebois, this is a beautiful theme. As always, you travel, and it's always nice to come right back home to Canada's greatest city.
Thank you for listening to Travel World this week. Join us again next Saturday from noon to 1 here on AM 600 CIQC. I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Willem Backus.
That's Travel World. Coming up is the Computer Internet Show on AM 600. Please stay listening.
Et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver des roses bleues, des roses d'or. Dans le silence de l'hiver, je veux me croire.
This is AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's first radio station.
From Broadcast News, I'm Roger Ward. The postal labor talks teetered briefly, then veered back, but is not at all sure they can lead to a deal and head off a strike. Federal conciliators talked union leader Darrell Tingley into coming back.